And now joining us here on Jewish Community Radio is none other than Cleveland Cavs' newest hot hit, Omri Caspi. Omri, welcome to Cleveland and Jewish Community Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So how does it feel? You're going from Sacramento. You started off in Israel. Now you come to Cleveland. Have you been here before yet?
I've been to Cleveland a couple of times. Obviously, when we were playing the Cavs, I never got really to be to the city and walk around the city like I wanted to. But now with the locker and everything that's going on, but obviously I'm going to come up soon, hopefully sooner than later, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, Cleveland's excited to have you here. It's great having the first Israeli player on the team. And how does it feel? I mean, one of the big questions that a lot of people have is you're going from Israel and you're playing in the European League. How different is it to go from the European League to the NBA?
Oh, it's totally different. You know, the level of intensity, the level of the players, you know, the amount of games that you play a month, a season, it's totally different. And you have to make adjustment really quick, you know, and the NBA is really tough to get to the NBA, and it's really hard to stay here. So you have to make adjustment really, really fast, and if you want to really to make it and then to make it big here.
Now, your position is that you're a small forward. Is there any chance that you're going to be playing a two guard or anything else, or you think you're going to be in the small forward slots?
I think I'll play the small forward spot, obviously. I think I'll be able to play the two, sometime even of the four. You know, it's something that they used me in Sacramento in certain matchups at the four as well. So I'm just happy to be on the team and do whatever it takes for me, for the team to win. And whatever coach asks me to do, I'll do it with a big smile on my face.
That's great. Now, one thing interesting is that your English is phenomenal. I know a lot of people in Israel, English is a second language, and people speak it natively. Now, meanwhile, I believe Anthony Parker was in Israel, or is Israel now. So it's kind of funny that your teammate is playing right now in Israel.
Absolutely. You know, my first year as a pro in Israel, I was 17. Anthony was in his last year with Maccabi. Obviously, Anthony was one of my big role models when I was growing up. When I was 17, I learned a lot from him, always trying to seek as many information and just, you know, from his experience as a basketball player. So I learned a lot from him, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, small world that now we're playing the same team together with Cleveland. Obviously, we're great friends. He's wearing number 18.
Yeah, your number. He's got your number.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I first got drafted, you know, it was really important for me to wear 18. Obviously, it's high. In Sacramento, nobody, you know, was in that number, and now we got Anthony. So hopefully we're going to start the season sooner than later, and we're going to be able to talk about that as well.
Now, there's another question. How's Anthony's Hebrew? I'm curious.
His Hebrew is okay. I mean, you know some couple of words, I guess.
Of course.
But obviously his native language is English.
But so, do you see a funny question, but do you see you guys calling plays in Hebrew to each other?
We might, you know, when we're trying to hide something from our opponent, we might, you know, call a play in Hebrew, and you know, people won't understand what we're talking about.
You never know, but that'll be kind of funny.
Yeah,
I can see that going on. I don't know why. I just told it from friends of mine that I can see you guys speaking Hebrew on the floor, and everyone's kind of wondering what's going to happen. But you're going to have a lot of fans kind of watching that. But the real question is this. You're going to be coming here. I presume you've already spoken to Dan Gilbert a few times.
I haven't speak to him yet. I got traded the day before the lockout started, and unfortunately, you know, since the lockout starts, we're not allowed to talk. You know, I'm still waiting to get to Cleveland and to meet, you know, our staff, our coaching staff, our GMs and everybody. Obviously, I know them more than I know our owner, but I'm just excited, you know, to be an opportunity to, you know, to help and, you know, to be have a good influence on the team.
Are you going to be living in Cleveland? I know a lot of players, they move to the city. Some players don't. They just get apartments. Are you going to be living here full-time, or are you going to be somewhere else?
No, I mean, obviously, during the season, I'm going to be in Cleveland. You know, when I was living in Sacramento, most of my offseason, I used to spend back home in Israel, you know, with my family and friends. But, you know, I'm going to live in Cleveland for the most part, obviously, like 8, 9, even 10 months a year. So in the two months of the summer, I usually go back to my family, my parents, my little sister, my older brother, then all my friends that live there. And then I come back to Cleveland, obviously.
That's great. And, you know, by the way, if you come here, you do realize there's a large Israeli community here. You're going to fit right in. And if you get here, I got to introduce you to some of the people and, of course, some of the best places for food here. There's a lot
Absolutely. Yeah, I was, you know, we didn't have that in Sacramento. excited, you know. The Jewish community always been really nice and supportive to me, and every time when I have opportunity to give back and to do, you know, stuff with the community, I'd love to do it. You know, I'm being in great relationship with the JCC New York, and hopefully going to be in a great relationship with the JCC down in Cleveland.
You know, it's interesting because in Cleveland we also have one guy who I don't think you played with, but he was pretty well known in his own basketball. I forget his name. Tamir Goodman. He's here in Cleveland right now. His wife's from Cleveland, and we had him on here. I just spoke to your good friend Tal Brody. I just spoke to him yesterday, and Tal is doing great. He was telling me the stories of playing, going from the United States to Israel in the early days of the NBA. And we're going to play that a separate week, that interview. But it was great having him on. Now, you played for Tal Brody, correct?
I know Tal for many years now. Obviously, you know, for years, all the great stuff they did do for the country of Israel. We've been involved in a couple of, you know, different occasions. I know Tamir Goodman as well. I played against him when he was playing in Israel. He's a great role model as well. So, yeah, the Jewish community is doing great stuff in Israel and here as well.
And by the way, for people to know, you're from Holon, Israel, which is the southern part of Tel Aviv, right?
Yeah, I was born and raised there until I was 3 years old, and then my family moved to Yavne. That's a smaller city, maybe 20 minutes away south of Tel Aviv. Actually, my city and, you know, my family now is in the range of all the bombs that are going around by Gaza Strip. So,
ouch.
It's kind of...
How are they doing?
Well, obviously, you know, we want to have peace, and we want to have, you know, for me, and we all, you know, as Israelis and the Jews around the world want to have peace. But unfortunately, stuff are not going well right now. We've been hearing that maybe going to have a war soon at the Gaza Strip. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen soon.
Yeah, it's scary. It really is what I see there. And I am somebody who is pretty in Israel quite a bit. I haven't been there much recently, but I'm there quite a bit. I have friends all over the place, including in Sderot and Kedumim and a few other cities. Those are kind of my Kedumim is my kind of hangout in Israel. It's kind of my home away from home. But let me ask you a question. You bring up a good topic. Israel. Visiting Israel. A lot of people get the impression that if you go to Israel, all you see are bombs. From your opinion, what does someone see when they come to Israel? What is something that people should know if they want to visit Israel?
Israel is totally different what you hear on the news, what you see on the news. You know, obviously, from my perspective as a basketball player, I hear a lot of basketball players that are afraid to go, afraid to travel, afraid to play for Israeli team in professional basketball in Israel. And I keep telling them that, you know, they're going to go there and they're going to see something really different than what they get used to and what they see on TV. Israel is a beautiful country, you know, from all the perspective, from religious, you know, and we have the Jews, we have Muslims, and you have also Christianity in Jerusalem, and you have the beautiful people that, you know, most of the people speak English, you know, so English is fluent, you know, for the most part. Tel Aviv is great. We have beautiful beaches and you know, it's just great. The weather is unbelievable. We do have problems and certain problems with the Palestinians that live in Israel and outside. But, you know, for the most part, Israel is a quiet and beautiful country that, you know, obviously most people that go back and go to Israel, they have a great time and obviously they want to go back.
Yeah, it's great. I know that I love going to the beach of Tel Aviv. People don't realize the life in Tel Aviv is just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
There are places where there's nightclubs open all night long, food to eat, great food. And the one thing about Israel, you tell me this, okay? I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, you tell me, but when I go to Israel, I'm always amazed at the variety of food because you can always find food from every culture.
Tel Aviv especially is very modern, you know, and, you know, you have so many different types of food from Persians to Morocco. You know, my father's from Morocco, my mother's from, you know, Poland. And you have Italian food and Chinese food and restaurants and nightclubs and, you know, the beach is great and the weather is unbelievable. And, yeah, I mean, Israel is great. I mean, obviously for me it's my home and always will be my home. But I hear a lot of people that are having an unbelievable time when they go back.
Yeah, it's great. I love going there, and I hope to be there again soon, at the very least for a visit. But let me ask you a question. I know I don't want to keep you. You got a lot to do. I know you're a busy guy there. Let me ask you this question, one last question. What is your outlook? I mean, I realize that, you know, you can't talk much because of lockout, but what do you see this year play for the Cavs. I mean, how far do you think this team is going to go?
Well, I think we have a great talent. You know, now when we drafted the first and fourth pick, you know, as Tristan and Kyrie added a lot of talent to the team. You know, it's really tough to tell when you're doing a lockout, when you don't know when the season can start, how many games will be played. For us as a younger team now, you know, the training camp, obviously, under our coach would be, you know, great. You know, we need it. Obviously, now when the lockout is going, it's not as good as it used to be in the regular summer, but we need everybody need to, you know, be a professional and work on himself and stay in the great shape he can be before the shorter training camp that we're going to have. I think we have a great talented team. Sky's the limit, you know, in the upcoming years, and I really believe we need to achieve everything we can do.
Now, you do work out, I know. I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but I'll ask anyhow. If you can't answer, you can't answer. Are you working out with any other of the players? Are you in contact with any other the players of the team right now?
I mean, I'm working out in Vegas. I just feel like that's a great opportunity for me to be focused on basketball, and that's it. Because, you know, obviously with the lockout, we can't talk with our team, you know, coaches and everybody. So I'm based in Vegas. I'm working out every day. You know, I'm lifting weights. I'm running. I'm doing my conditioning. We're playing 5-on-5 when we have enough guys. If not, we're doing the individual workouts. If I'm talking to other players from the team, not really, because obviously I didn't have the opportunity to meet most of my teammates. But, you know, I've been in touch with Baron a little bit. We've been in touch with Anthony, Samardo as well. Just can't wait for the season to start. Everybody else.
Yeah, neither can we. Cleveland's looking forward to the season start. But one thing, I know you played in Europe, but are you ready for the snow? I mean, I know you've been to other cities during the year, but you don't know what Cleveland's like in the winter. You haven't had to drive in this stuff all day.
I've never been in a situation when I lived during, like, a period of time when it's really cold. I'm obviously, coming from Israel and Tel Aviv, the weather is 85 to 100 for the most part of the year, but something they have to get used to it. But, you know, I love it. I love it, too. You know, I'll get used to it, obviously, pretty quick, I hope.
Well, I'll tell you, we love it here. It's you get used to it, and if you ever get stuck, you know, give me a call. We'll take care of you. But let me ask you one. I know I got one more question I got to ask you. Okay, you're coming to Cleveland. You're coming to the Jewish community. You know, everyone's looking forward to seeing you here, being a part of the Jewish community, because having you Israeli NBA player right here, you're already getting status of a hometown here. People are saying, hey, friend, do me a favor. You got to ask this guy if he'll speak for us, whatever. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But one question, if I give you a call during the season, when you have a little time off, would you come on here in studio and at one time and just give us a? I don't want to talk. No, I don't want to talk sports. I don't want to talk the nitty gritty of the game. I want to know what's happening with Omri. What's happening? You know, because you're turning into a folk hero in the Jewish community already.
I'd love to. I'd love to. It's going to be a privilege for me. I'd love to. You know, I told you before, I'd love to be involved, and I've been involved in many other things in Sacramento with the Jewish community, and I'd love to do as much as I can. Obviously, we have a tough schedule, but on our free time, I'd love to help. Whatever I can do, I'd love it.
Fantastic. And when you come here, you got my cell phone number. We'll talk. We'll go to lunch. I'll take it to the best Israeli restaurant in town. You'll feel at home. Trust me.
Awesome.
All right. Listen, I don't want to keep you. I appreciate you coming on. I know you got a lot to do and you're working out. And I appreciate your time, Omri. And we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. And that was Omri Caspi live here on Jewish Community Radio.